Welcome back, everybody. It's Too Late Tangent with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian. That's Luke. My corner of the galaxy is Waukesha. I'm at 540 AM WAUK, as well as 101 FM The Shaw. Your corner of the galaxy is over there on Tatooine, the Madison Hill area. Maybe that's more of a maybe you're a Coruscant. No, Chicago's more of a Coruscant type of thing. I don't know. Maybe you're like Endor. Northwoods is more like Endor.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll figure it out. Maybe Naboo. Maybe you're Naboo. Maybe you're where Queen Amidala was, and that's where the evil Sith Lord Scott Walker was. Either way, I'm taking it way too far. Either way, you're in Madison, and you're listening to Luke on 1580 AM as well as 92.7 FM Devil Radio, and you can check that out on the Devil Radio app and check us out on Twitter as well as Facebook.
Yeah, and we're having fun. May the 4th be with you. Intergalactic Star Wars Day. But, you know, we're also diving into the Wisconsin headlines. And this next one, Brian, it's a doozy. Before we jump into it, though.
Fitting of the Cantina song.
Yes, fitting of the Cantina song. Some circus music might have also been fitting. But before we jump into that one, I wanted to give a shout out. I had the first interaction, Brian, of me just going about my daily evening routine, just living life. And somebody stopped me when I shared my name. I was doing a return at a store, and I gave my last name. I was like, my name, they needed it for the return. And they stopped typing in halfway through my last name, and she turned to me and she just goes, "You're on the radio." And she was a fan, and she likes listening to you and I on the radio here on Dueling Tangents. She said 2 to 3 PM is her favorite hour to listen to on Devil Radio. And I was honestly a little, taken back, because it was the first time that has ever happened.
Yes.
It is.
Yeah.
It is odd. So shout out to Janine. She was great, and she listens, and really appreciate her letting me know that she was listening to us.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so we got this next story that we're going to dive into, Brian, is...
Folks, if you see Luke out there and you're, you know, if you're worried, please go up to him and honestly just really, really harass him. With kindness and love, and just shower him with how wonderful he is, because he is awesome. But I want, if you're feeling like, oh, I think that's Luke or whatever, go up and say hi.
Yeah, absolutely, come say hi, because to me this is still a very interesting dynamic, because I'm not, to me, a lot of these conversations that you and I have here into these microphones just feel like conversations between you and I, but
that's
they're
the whole
being
point.
Broadcast across the southern swath of Wisconsin, and I was a little taken aback when the individual, she recognized me, and she told me she was a fan, and she listens, and I was flattered.
Yeah, and I'm in Oak Creek, and I'm a large man. And hard to miss me, so I've been spotted a couple of times, and I don't know if it's been like, dude, that guy's huge, or that's that liberal guy on the radio, or hey, why does he look like that?
I have a feeling sooner or later you will run into my parents at like the Myers or at Woodman's, and you won't know that they're it's them, but they're going to know that it's you, and it'll be an interesting interaction.
Great,
I've probably
shamed myself at least 4 times since then, because I. I keep thinking I'm in Chicago. I can just walk around in my pajamas everywhere and no one cares. Anyway.
Well, speaking of nobody cares what you're actually doing, we've got a headline about what's going on with this, because apparently the Wisconsin State Assembly, Republican-led State Assembly, just doesn't care what its contractors are doing, or allegedly that's what we're finding out through court documents.
That's the party of fiscal responsibility.
Yes.
Real good.
And individual responsibility.
Very individualistic
party as well.
Yes.
And so this is the headline over at the State Journal, Brian, because I find this, like, it is so bad that it's funny, because this is what the headline is. Another judge orders Republicans to stop deleting records related to election review.
That's normal.
So to catch everybody up, last month we got some court-ordered news for that Gableman's team, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, has authorized Gableman to use up to $676,000 of taxpayer funds to investigate the 2020 election here in Wisconsin. Investigate is a really loose word, because these judges have noted that very little evidence is shown that an actual investigation is going on. And in fact, they're taking records that should be open records, that should be available for public access for us to see how they're conducting this review. They're deleting those records. So it's very difficult to tell what the review is in the first place as well, because they're not retaining the records.
And I've argued that if you support Michael Gableman and you think the 2020 election was stolen and, oh my goodness, it was so blah, and you think that this is really true, you should be pissed at Michael Gableman, like really angry.
You should
about
be
it.
Angry.
Because let's say you had your bike stolen, right? And you go to the police and the local constabulary and say, hey, officer Friendly, I need you to go and I'm filling out a report. I got a lost stolen bike. And Officer Friendly goes, you know what? I'm going to be right on it. We have a low caseload. I have funding for my local municipality because I work for a socialist government. But anyway, point is, Officer Friendly goes off and does this wonderful investigation on your bicycle and then decides that, you know, some of it didn't matter.
He so folds it up and he puts it and makes it into a hat and he wears it as a hat around
even,
the office.
Burns it and throws it out and just says, still haven't found your bike, but I'm pretty sure this guy stole it. And you go, okay, where are your notes on it? What are the evidence? What happened? Well, I threw out most of it. It kind of didn't matter. And really, really, you should just believe me anyway. That person stole it. Well, do you have my bike? No. Do you have anything at all? Any evidence whatsoever? Yeah, well, I kind of folded up the stuff that I didn't think was useful. But either way, this guy probably stole your bike. You should go and yell at that person. Imagine if that happened. I'd be kind of angry, too. So if you think that this election was stolen, you should be mad at Gableman as well. But it doesn't matter because people just want to go and believe what they want to believe. So let's move on here. Let's see what let's get into what this judge said.
Yeah, because that's the interesting part, Brian. The analogy is good there, but the interesting part is what is actually being argued in court around this. Because we got to remind everyone, this review went beyond its April deadline because the Republicans are saying that liberals that are holding it up in the court. These subpoenas are being challenged by liberal groups.
We're coming up on a year.
Yeah, yeah. Next month this will be a year.
This was supposed to have shut down last August.
Yeah, and we've got some other year anniversaries that we're going to dive into as well. But before we get there, we're going to talk about this piece. Yes. A second Dane County judge has ordered Republicans who launched former state Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman's ongoing review of the 2020 election to halt the destruction of public records. Dane County Circuit Judge Valerie Bailey Wren issued the order Wednesday, noting that she is, quote, astounded that such a decision was necessary, given that Gableman, who was hired by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss to lead the review last year, at a cost of $676,000 to taxpayers, should be well aware of Wisconsin's public records law. Attorneys for Gableman have said the former justice is exempt from retaining records and his office regularly destroys records deemed, quote, irrelevant or useless.
Let me remind you, this guy also is trying to get everybody that at all the voting records from anybody who is deceased gone. He's trying to get rid of any voting. He's trying to purge the voter rolls. He doesn't want people to exist anymore. In fact, he'd like to get rid of as many records as humanly possible. But I want to read you what Bailey Wren had to say. Can I get it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Here's a quote. Here's just a quote here. I'm just astounded because the Office of Special Counsel is composed of somebody who apparently should know better, Bailey Wren said to attorney Ronald Stadler, who is representing Voss in the case. And moving down, I'm just struggling with the idea that somebody is above the law. And why should I not tell you to tell him what the law is? He should know it, Bailey Wren said. It sounds like it's necessary for me to order you to tell him not to delete records, which frankly astounds me because there is some evidence that these records have been deleted, Bailey Wren added. Now, I don't know when. Is that continuing? I don't know. What's the explanation for that, other than your clients can't control their contractors?
Yeah. Their clients cannot control the contractors. That is what the Dane County judge has ruled today about the Republican-led state assembly, who is out of session for the remainder of 2022. And this is one of the only things, Brian, that I can imagine that they're working on, because I cannot imagine that they're doing a whole lot of constituent services. I just don't believe it. I just don't believe it.
You should call. Most of you are probably represented by him. Even though you probably voted Democratic, you probably are represented by some Republican. Why don't you call their office and see how fast they get back to you?
Yeah, but while you're doing that, maybe before or after, give us a call. 844-967-2789. We got a couple of our friends on the phone lines. Up first this afternoon, we got Pizza Box Mike. Pizza Box, what's on your mind?
Well, this should be like a future episode on like City Confidential, don't you think? I mean, except that it's not really confidential. It's like right under our noses. And no, it hasn't been about a real investigation. This is more about a gig for Gableman to try and destroy elections and finish off democracy in Wisconsin, because he's such a loser he couldn't get a real job. I mean, yeah, this is just, I mean, I can't believe that all these people, and I'll mention CJ since I don't want to take his calls anymore, they're all okay with that, right? You know, you tell them about the waste and the corruption within the Republican Party in Wisconsin, and then they try to change the subject on you.
Every time he changes the subject, or he says, I don't care about that, what about Biden?
Yeah. Well, no, he says that, oh, all of those corruption things should be investigated if they're there, but we got to focus on the one right now. You know, the Hunter Biden one, not the fact that, you know, Jared Kushner just got a $2 billion slush fund from the Saudis or anything like that. No, nothing to see there, CJ. But I digress.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Pizza Box.
It's not a surprise. This, like you said, it's been a year. There's been deadlines. There's been judges with court orders. And, you know, we still can't hold these guys accountable. It's pretty disgusting.
Yeah, it's frustrating. And eventually we will. And eventually the truth will out. But, you know, who knows where we'll be at that point. Mark from the SAC, how you doing, man?
Hey, man, I appreciated the tombstone little sound drop you had in there. About Ringo, that Gableman could be inventing stuff now. I deleted those records that support my conclusion here, so, but you don't need to see that.
What is there to stop him?
Nothing to stop him from doing that. And the people who, a lot of those people he subpoenaed, said, I'll be perfectly willing to come in and testify in the light of day, not in some dark closet with the light shining in my face, and you there strutting around like in your Nazi uniform, Mr. Gableman, you're trying to put the pressure on me to say what you want me to hear. And for these anti-abortion whacks that post on here, and the conservative poster that posts insults to the station, that complaining about I got the angel's archangel's name wrong when I made a response to him. Is he in support of the pro-rape law that's going through in some of these states now, where the rapist family can sue the rape victim and profit by the criminal act of the rapist? I mean, that morality is completely lost on these people.
It's a very interesting situation. Oh, someone's getting pulled over right over here. Right in front of the studio. Oh, my goodness. Geez. Oh, my. It's an interesting thing. And I my first thought when you said, Gableman running around in a Nazi uniform, I didn't know they made him that big. And then I realized he might have just gotten a Legacy Hogan's Heroes uniform. So good for him. Good for him. I'm assuming that's, you know, at least vintage. He probably got look, if you're getting, you know, $11,000 a month, you're going to have to figure out some other stuff to go and kind of invest in. And maybe, you know, he found himself an old Sergeant Sulch uniform, and, you know, maybe he got himself into that. And that's how he can interrogate people. I don't know, because I've never been back there, and none of us are allowed back there. So if he can make up things, which he actually has made up things,
he invented numbers for nursing home voter turnout rates.
Yep.
Nobody could substantiate the claims that he was making for the turnout percentage that
But Donald
he was
Trump's
claiming.
Sharing it like everybody, it's like it's fact.
Yeah, they share it like it's fact, and then they go ahead and delete these records. So that is the news out of Dane County. Judge Valerie Bailey Wrynn telling the assembly to force Gableman to stop deleting records because apparently she needs to reiterate it a second
time.
Please
stop breaking the law again.
Please stop deleting public records.
Please be better at your job. Do his job better. Like, he's not doing his job well.
You gave him how much money to do this? What? The taxpayers are responsible for this? And, Brian, it was another day in court for all these attorneys, so that just means more attorneys' fees that the Wisconsin public is going to have to pick up to defend Gableman in this lawsuit.
They're
going to
profit no matter what happens.
That money's going to get spent defending him no matter what. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got one more segment left in the day. Give us a call. 844-967-2789.
Get in there, you big tornado! I don't care what you smell!
I have felt him.
Strange that I have not.